Like a leaf on a tree that's coming loose from the stem, shaking like a leaf on a tree because I'm coming loose, my man. I'm like a weeping willow, weeping on my pillow. For years and years there ain't no sweet man that's worth the salt of my ba da da ba wa da ba da da ba da 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 wa da. Down and down he dragged me like a fiend, he nagged me. For years and years, there ain't no sweet man that's worth the salt of my ba da da ba da da da. Although I may be blue, still I'm true. I must tell him goodbye rather than have that man gonna lay me down and just die. So, broken-hearted sisters, aggravated misters, lend me your ears. There ain't no sweet man that's worth the salt of my ba da da ba da da ba da da ba da ba da da ba da ba da ba da ba da.
I love that song. It's from 1928 and, of course, was not intended at all to be a gay song. Back then, publishers had total control over lyrics and singers could not change the pronouns at all. So they just sang the songs the way they were, and the public didn't give it much thought. But now we do. So I'm able to give you the very hetero Bing Crosby telling us, "There ain't no man worth the salt of my tears." And this is J.D. Doyle welcoming you back to the third and last part of my special 15th anniversary show. On it, as you already know, I'm devoting it to my favorite songs. And I'm going to change the pace totally with the newest song on the show from last year. UK artist Matt Fishel didn't have any trouble working his way into my favorites list, as I love his lyrically gay pop songs. I'd been following him for about 6 years as he gradually released singles from his eventual 2013 album called Not Thinking Straight, and even got him to promise me the first interview upon its release. That's my April Out Radio show. I could have picked several of his delightful songs, but settled on radio-friendly pop song.
It's a pleasure to meet you, my friend. Come take a seat at my desk. I gotta tell you, kid, the whole team is more than impressed. your melody soar, and all of your choruses shine. The lyrics are sound and your voice is fundamentally fine. But face it, if you wanna make it onto radio, kid, you gotta do as I say. Change all the hymns into hers, and just don't tell the world that you're happy to help. Take my card, please think about what I've said. This is an industry where people make money, so your art has to sell. And you should never seek to challenge an audience, they buy what they're told, and we never get it wrong. Go write us a non-offensive, tasteful, conventional song. The fire in your gut and everything that you need to go far. You're a talented guy who can shake Hollywood to the ground. And with us on your side, plus your looks, you're gonna conquer this town. But face it, if you wanna break into this business, kid, you gotta play the part. And you'll never play a leading man if you let onto your back the truth about who you are. Got a boyfriend. I like guys and they like me. We hold hands, make out, and do all the things that lovers do. Some girls like girls and boys got a boyfriend. I like guys and they like me. We hold hands, make out, and do all the things that lovers do.
This is Casey Kasem with a special version of American Top 40. What Christmas songs have most in common, I suppose, is that they appeal to the very young, the very old, and everybody in between. And I think that's particularly true of this next song at number 3. Musically, it's quite simple. I've seen very young children get all wrapped up in it, and I know that adults find it emotionally moving. It's really a remarkable song.
Probably get sweaters, underwear, and socks. But what you'd really like for Christmas is a nice hard cock. You deserve a cute boy who wanna be a Christmas present. I wanna be a Christmas queer. I wanna be a Christmas present. Have a home of Christmas. I wanna be a Christmas present. I wanna be a Christmas queer. I wanna be a Christmas present. Have a home of Christmas this year.
Hi, this is John Ginoli from Pansy Division, and you're listening to Queer Music Heritage.
My favorite punk group, Pansy Division, singing Homo Christmas, and I could not resist using a Casey Kasem introduction for the track. John Ginoli led that band through its many releases, starting in 1990. They seemed to specialize in delightful and naughty songs that could not be played on the radio. Homo Christmas came from their Pile Up album in 1995. Here's a duo that, in my opinion, recorded the soundtrack of our culture, Romanowski and Phillips. From 1983 to 1994, and 8 CDs, they sang about so many aspects of our lives, sometimes making fun of ourselves, sometimes political, and sometimes somber. I picked one of their first songs, The Prince Charming Tango, from 1984. Though first, I'll let them introduce themselves.
Give me a homosexual. I don't want a husband. I don't want a wife. I like a man as my equal, someone who's made it the style of his life.
Hi, this is Ron Romanowski.
And I'm Paul Phillips.
And you're listening to Queer Music Heritage.
You'd be taller. I thought you'd be rich. I didn't think you'd be moody. And at times, such a bitch.
I thought you'd be brilliant. A real Einstein. But you'd rather watch TV than challenge my mind. I thought you'd be happy. And never complain. But you're so neurotic. You make me feel sane. I dreamt about you. Did you dream about me? You wore shining armor and you rescued me. Funny how dreams are not always as they seem. Some prince turned out to be more of a queen.
You're not as romantic as I hoped you'd be.
As I hoped you'd be.
You never buy flowers. At least not for me.
We never go strolling or watch the sunset.
Or watch the sun.
We haven't made love outdoors since the night that we met. I thought you'd be athletic, with muscles for days, but I guess it don't matter, 'cause I love you the same.
La 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 la.
Do 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 do. I adore, and I know you can't be blamed. if at times you're a bore.
Olay.
I don't know if I'm drunk. I don't know if it's last night's past, but it feels like little glance that I see, I can't help the feeling that's growing inside of me. Every single beat of my heart feel like a boom, boom, boom. I could be falling, flying, falling, flying, crawling, crying, falling in love. You could tell me it's day, but I don't want the watch the sun come up on that guilty spirit's skin. Amor es un fuego, por una vez lo seguiré. Dígame, ir, 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 ir. I don't know if I'm drunk. I don't know if it's last night's buzz, but it feels like I'm falling in love. Love is a fire.
Song for all of you who maybe were in a bad thing and got out of it and knew it, and some of you were in a good thing and you got out of it and you didn't know it. That is a drag. That's called remorse. And totally, this is a song for anybody who's in a good thing and does know it.
I watch you reading a book. I get to thinking our love's a polished stone. You're giving me a long, drawn look. I know pretty soon you're gonna leave our home. And of course I might, especially when I'm thinking from my heart. But life don't clickety-clack down a straight line track. It come together and it come apart. You say you hope I'm not the kind to make you feel obliged to go taking through your time with a pain look in your eyes. You're giving me the furniture, we'll divide the photograph. Out to dinner one more time, have ourselves a bottle of wine and a couple of laughs. And when first you left, I stayed so sad I wouldn't sleep. I know that love's a gift. I thought yours was mine and something that I could keep. Now I realize time is not the only compromise. A bird in the hand could be an all-night stand between a blazing fire and a pocket of skies. And so I hope I'm not the kind to make you feel obliged to go taking through your time with a pain. Look in your eyes that cover the furniture. I framed the photographs. Went out to dinner one more time. Had myself a bottle of wine and a couple of laughs. And just the other day, I got your letter in the mail. I'm happy for you. It's been so long. You've been wanting a cabin and a backwoods trail. And I think that's great. Me, I seem to find myself in school. It's all okay, I just wanna say I'm so relieved we didn't do it cruel. But ain't life a brook? Just when I get to feeling like a polished stone, I get me a long, drawn look. It's kind of a drag to find yourself alone. And sometimes I mind, especially when I'm waiting on your heart. But life don't clickety-clack down a straight line track. It come together and it come apart. Cause I know you're not the kind to make me feel obliged to go digging through my time with a pain. Look in my eyes, I sold the furniture, I put away the photograph. Went out to dinner one last time. Had myself a bottle of wine and a couple of laughs. But wasn't it fine?
After Ron and Paul, I played Sonia, who sometimes also records as Sonia and Disappear Fear. Whichever way you find her, the music is always terrific, and she's another case where picking one song was difficult. So I'm letting Falling from her 1998 CD, Almost Chocolate, represent her work. Then I went to a classic of lesbian music, Ain't Life a Brook by Farron, from the very early album by her, Testimony, from 1980. I'm sharing two songs by this next artist, and he'd probably shake his head at my including one of them, as it only came out as a demo. But the lyrics to me really connected. I could imagine myself back as a teenager, deep in the closet, knowing I was gay and just wishing for someone gay to talk with, and hearing rumors that a neighbor, an older man, might be gay. The older man, of course, had his own fears and could not afford to reach out to a teenager. Here's Steve Cohen singing about Mr. Wilson.
There was an old man down my road in a stone house all alone, and all the children we stayed away in a fear. Nobody could name Mr. Wilson with the fading green eyes. What do you feel inside? We don't mean you any harm. Did you grow up in a town like me? Best destiny, and the rumors are they true? There's once a man who shared that house with you, Mr. Wilson. You don't have to lie. You're a product of your times. I need to talk to you.
Everybody didn't want you to talk to me. Except a man who's true to himself could somehow hurt me. I want you to know that we can be free. Mr. Wilson told me you were insane. I can't accept that name. And I need to talk to you. Oh, mister. Can you open the door? Open it up. Could you open it up? I know you want to talk to me.
Hi, this is Steve Cohen, and you're listening to Queer Music Heritage.
Land of the brave, home of the free. Why did you make a liar out of me? My country, mine to serve. This kind of treatment nobody deserves. I've been silent. I've been silent. I've been silent too long. I never said a word. Nothing was heard. And at the church, they oppressed me. In confession, I just couldn't be free. While the preachers led their double lives. Oh yes, I kept it all inside. I've been silent. I've been silent. I've been silent too long. Not a word was heard from me. But that's not how it's gonna be. And my nephew at his high school wedding night. They don't teach him to make love that is safe. There's just too much fear and too much hate. Dear Lord, help me to do what is right. I know living out of form. Silent. I've been silent too long. The angry man trapped inside of me. I was his own worst enemy. I've been silent too long. If I'm gonna die to keep you free, first I'm gonna stand up for me. I've been silent. God came, tell me one day, said, speak up, son, and you'll be saved. You've been silent too long. Don't ask, don't tell, it don't work for
The song Mr. Wilson was from 1995, and when Steve Coen did release his debut CD 2 years later, it was, I think, a masterpiece. And I consider it another essential CD in your LGBT music collection. You heard the title track, Silent Too Long. In 1994, Jesse Holtberg released a self-titled CD, and it is a favorite as I love his style, his voice, and his out-of-the-closet lyrics. And while I marvel at his own songs, I keep playing over and over a cover version from that album. I think he did a gorgeous job on the Bee Gees' song, If I Can't Have You.
Don't know why I'm surviving every lonely day when there's got to be no chance for me. My life would end, and it doesn't matter how I cry. My tears of love were a waste of time. If I turn away, am I strong enough to see it through? Go crazy is what I will do. If I can't have you, I don't want nobody, baby. If I can't have you, oh, oh, oh. If I can't have you, I don't want nobody, baby. If I can't have you, oh, oh, oh. Can't let go, and it doesn't matter how I try. I gave it all so thoughtlessly to you, my love, to dreams that never will come true. Am I strong enough to see it through? And go crazy is what I will do. If I can't have you, I don't want nobody, baby. If I can't have you, oh, oh, oh. If I can't have you, I don't want nobody, baby. If I can't have you, oh, oh, oh. If I can't have you, I don't want nobody, baby. If I can't have you, oh, oh, oh. If I can't have you, I don't want nobody, baby. If I can't have you, oh, oh, oh.
Shine, run my fingers through his hair, and I touch. touch his chest where his heart is, and I tell him I find safe haven there. And I ask him, how did you get to be so sweet and so kind?
So sweet and so kind.
I don't know, he says, I'm nothing special, I'm just some guy. And I say, your heart is so big, and your mind's so alive.
Your mind's so alive.
You have passion and freedom and vision and drive. You have so much to give, and you give it with care. You have helped me to heal, and there's nowhere I won't go with you. And he's holding me now even tighter, and he's breathing me in, and he's telling me now that he loves me, and he's tracing his fingertips over my skin, and I'm happier now than I've ever been, and I'm hoping this feeling won't die. And if he says he's just some guy, that's fine. The truth is, he's mine. My sweetheart, my love, sent down from the sky,
sent down from the sky.
I'm so very much more than just some guy.
Stranger's bed. Last night must have been something. Don't remember what we did, so my escape could take some bluffing. Started out alright, I guess, with a redneck who thought our love was blessed, but I'd have gone crazy had I stayed in the desert as my heart was set on bigger and better. So I went and checked into the American Motel. Cracked red lampshades and unpaid bills. I think I gave it up in the American Motel. If you see him, let him know I'm well. I took a job in the city, now I'm dressed to kill, but I still wonder if he rides on his open range. If he could see me again, he'd say, good Lord, you've changed. I must have checked into the American Motel. Love has come cheap and hearts are quick to sell. Yes, I think I gave it up in the American Motel. Like the night I first fell. With a guy called Jack who pissed away my money on his gambling habit. My bank was broke and my spirit wrecked, so I took up with his bookie. In 3 days I made back my losses with a bit of charm and a lot of vice. But then he started in with his guilty conscience and he crawled home to his wife. I went and checked into the American Motel. I threw the empty wrappers on the windowsill. Yes, I think I gave it up in the American Motel. If you find and going my way. He rode shotgun through the night. He rode through the night. That was fun for about 5 minutes till he said, "Hey, aren't you gonna pay me?" I dropped him off at the nearest bus station. Then I followed the signs that read, "Vacancy." I went and checked into the American Motel. I thought I'd spend at least one night by myself. But then I got a call at the American Motel. Knocked three times and he rang the bell. He said, "Open up, E, I ain't looking for trouble. They told me in the city it'll be hard to trace, but here we are, boy, and good Lord, it will change." And I'm stepping to the American Motel. It was one more lover whose heart was quick to sell. Yes, I let him give it up in the American Motel. Like the night I was jacked and slipped off my boots and went out of the park.
Anthony Rapp had the great blessing of being chosen for the original Broadway cast of Rent, and has done some other wonderful work singing and acting. But in 2000, he put out a solo album I just loved, especially for the track in the middle you just heard, the matter-of-fact, lyrically gay song, Just Some Guy. And after that, I played the title track from, I think, an amazing CD, American Hotel by Ezra Axelrod from 2012. From track to track, it's so consistently excellent, it's a marvel. I want you to pay attention to this next song and its craftsmanship, as it goes from something simple to something you may not have expected. I think it's Martin Swinger's masterpiece, and it's called Little Plastic Part.
I was cleaning, vacuuming the room, a carpet corner caught in the vacuum, burning rubber, a cracking sound, the motor faltered, investigation found I'd broken something fragile, shining, some little plastic part, little plastic part. It makes the whole thing work, designed by its creator to snap off with a jerk, leave the whole thing worthless. It's never gonna start, 'cause there is no replacement, that little plastic part. There's good news, bad news, your stuff can be repaired, but it'll cost more than it's worth to get inside of there. There's tabs and switches, buttons, belts and springs, and chintzy hinges infesting everything. The gear that doesn't ratch, the catch that doesn't catch it when it falls apart. The little plastic part makes the whole thing work, designed by its creator to snap off with a jerk, leave the whole thing worthless. It's never gonna start, 'cause there is no replacement for that little plastic part. The little plastic part was once a dinosaur. It could be anything, it's just a metaphor, 'cause everything has got one part of the grand design. The straw that breaks the camel, I've discovered mine.
I wrote a letter. Did you get it? I told you I loved you. I don't regret it, but I didn't hear from you. Birthday or Valentine's, I'm a little slow. It took me a little time, but I finally got a clue what to expect from you. You didn't break my heart. Just a little plastic part that makes the whole thing work, designed by its creator to snap off with a jerk and leave the whole thing worthless. It's never gonna start, 'cause there is no replacement for that little plastic part. That little plastic part. For that little plastic part.
Stained Glass Window was the first song I heard Levi Christ sing, and it was live in L.A. during a performance of the play Southern Baptist Sissies. That was in 2002, and it finally got recorded in 2009.
There's a rage way down inside me, a fire that's branded my soul, and it leaves me as one of the many, with a hate so hard to control. But I've seen that hate is not the answer. There's a time when we all must decide. Step on up with wisdom and power, and say, children, let's give up the fight. Oh, consider this for a moment or two. Crimson red, you are ocean blue. We're just two, not many colors, and a stained glass window, and love the light shot net through. Now you can't find a thousand explanations to demote my position with the God. Oh, but I've discovered a divine resolution. Oh, Lord, I'm embraced by the light of His love. Oh, oh, oh. Consider this, oh, oh. For my moment or two, I'm crimson red. You are ocean blue. Oh Lord, we're just two of many colors in a stained glass window. Oh,
shine,
shine, shine,
shine,
shine,
shine,
shine,
your light.
I've got two more to go, and they are both anthems in their own way. And this next one had a huge impact in fostering understanding and in reaching audiences perhaps untapped for this message. I've called it the most important LGBT song in recent years, and it's by a straight artist. Rapper Macklemore and his producer Ryan Lewis enlisted lesbian newcomer Mary Lambert, and the result was, well, fantastic. Here is Same Love.
When I was in the third grade, I thought that I was gay, cause I could draw, my uncle was, and I kept my room straight. I told my mom, tears rushing down my face, she's like, Ben, you've loved girls since before pre-K. Sure, yeah, I guess she had a point, didn't she? Bunch of stereotypes all in my head. I remember doing the math, like, yeah, I'm good at Little League, a preconceived idea of what it all meant. But those that like the same sex have the characteristics. The right-wing conservatives think it's a decision, and you can be cured with some treatment and religion. Man-made rewiring of a predisposition, playing God. Oh nah, here we go. America the brave still fears what we don't know. God loves all his children, it's somehow forgotten, but we paraphrase a book written 3,500 years ago.
Bye-bye,
I don't know.
Bye-bye. And I can't change, even if I tried, even if I wanted to. And I can't change, even if I tried.
Gay, I would think hip-hop hates me. Have you read the YouTube comments lately? Man, that's gay, gets dropped on the daily. We become so numb to what we're saying. A culture founded from oppression. Yeah, we don't have acceptance for call each other faggots behind the keys of a message board. A word rooted in hate, yet our genre still ignores it. Gay is synonymous with the lesser. It's the same hate that's caused wars from religion, gender to skin color, the complexion of your pigment. The same fight that led people to walkouts and sit-ins. It's human rights for everybody. There is no difference. Live on and be yourself. When I was at church, they taught me something else. If you preach hate at the service, those words aren't anointed. That holy water that you soak in has been poisoned. When everyone else is more comfortable remaining voiceless rather than fighting for humans that have had their rights stolen. I might not be the same, but that's not important. No freedom till we're equal. Damn right I support it.
She keeps me warm. She keeps me warm. She
press play, don't press pause. Progress march on, with the veil over our eyes, we turn our back on the cause. Till the day that my uncles can be united by law, and kids aren't walking around the hallway, plagued by pain in their heart. A world so hateful, some would rather die than be who they are. And a certificate on paper isn't gonna solve it all, but it's a damn good place to start. No law is gonna change us. We have to change us. Whatever God you believe in, we come from the same one. Strip away the fear. Underneath it's all the same love. About time that we raised up.
I can't change. Even if I tried. Even if I wanted to. And I can't change. Even if I tried.
This is J.D. Doyle, and I'm wrapping up my 3-hour indulgence of playing my favorite songs. And I tell you, I had trouble stopping at just 3 hours. I have to end with the voice that makes me melt, Michael Callen. This song was also on the CD named Legacy, and is called A Love Worth Fighting For.
I believe that we can change the world. And I believe the change begins with you and me. Look around. See how the madness grows. There's so much pain and hate. It's all just fear, I suppose. I won't hide anymore. This time I can't ignore a love so right it shows. You know it deep inside, and now you must decide to speak what your heart knows. Isn't this love? Isn't this love? Isn't this love worth fighting for? Isn't this love? I know it's love for sure. This is a love worth fighting for. It's a crazy world. We shouldn't have to hide. All love's good and should be welcomed. So I refuse to lie anymore. Who are they to say? Who says it's not okay? Their rules just don't apply. Who are they anyway? There's more than just one way. So look me in the eye and tell me, isn't this love? Isn't this love? Isn't love for sure. This is a love worth fighting for. This feels so right. Just trust in how you feel. No, no, I don't wanna fight, but it must be said. This love worth fighting for. Isn't this love? We know that love's the cure. These are our lives we're fighting for. It's our right to love. Believe that we can change the world.